Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we discussed how we need to consider whether or not we are presently ready to meet the Lord. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Somebody who was faithful and then quits coming because he got embarrassed. And by the way, if that happened at work, would you quit your job? Would you quit that brings income? Now think about it. You have a higher standard for God in what you'll do or not do than you do for the world. Okay, it doesn't matter if the world does that, but God allows this to happen. No. My friend, please awake unto righteousness. Yeah, you're either going to count the lost, or you're going to count the cost. What you have lost, or you're going to count the gain. The crown in heaven. Because you maintained those good works, you didn't quit when you were under fire, and that work was the will of God for you, and it will be profitable. We're looking for financial profit in this life when it is profitable with the riches of heaven. The things that earthly silver and gold just simply cannot afford and cannot pay, and there's not enough of it to pay for the reward, the crowns of heaven. So, those are God's definitions of things as good. You see, it's what God defines as good. It's not what we defined. If so, if that's what you're going on, it is not good for us. But if we go on what God defines, then it is eternally, now get that, eternally profitable unto us. And I think that's what you want. You want it to be profitable. Now, we want to continue here. You know, when we think of this, of verse 1 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Now, think about that. Time of his departure is at hand. You and I don't know the day the Lord's going to take us out. I mean, I've had two sudden deaths here in my church in the last month. And so, we don't know the time the Lord's going to take us out. It could happen at any moment. The Apostle Paul didn't know when his departure was going to be exactly. But, he says, the time of my departure is at hand. He knew that they were getting ready to put him to death. But you may not know when your death is going to be. So, are you ready if the Lord were to take you today? I'm not saying, are you just saved? I'm saying, are you ready if the Lord were to call you out today? Now, verse 8 of our text is very clear that we be careful to maintain good works, as identified by God, not just by what man thinks is good, what's not so good. No, it's what God says. And ask that of yourself. Is this what God wants? Am I doing the specific will of God for my life that He ordained for me? He before ordained it. Even before I was saved, He had a plan for me if I received Christ. And so, being proved, are those things being proved in my life? That it shows that I'm ready for a victorious entrance into heaven. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you died suddenly today, and you're saved, what would that entrance be? We all must ask that question of ourselves. It's important to question. But 1 Timothy 4:7 should also be true in our lives, and see that at the Bema seat, that is the judgment seat of Christ, that it will prove whether we were faithful or not. The fight. We're in a battle with the devil. We've got to be faithful in the fight. As Satan attacks, he said in verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now that is, as 2 Timothy 4:7 says, that is that what you have and I have as well. It's not just the Apostle Paul, it's for all of us that are saved. So, you fight the good fight. The devil's going to attack in so many ways. You just stand true to the word. That word is a sword. You finish your course. You finish the life. Did you keep the faith? Did you stay true when you're under attack? Did you stay true when things seem hope? Did you stay true trusting God's word? Is that true for me? That's the question I have to ask myself. And each of us who are saved must ask ourselves with all honesty and true thought. So he said in verse 8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, okay, is a righteous judge. Well, you know, I kind of like that guy, so I'm not going to hold that against. No, that's not our God. He's a righteous judge. Shall give me at that day, and not to me only. Okay, the Apostle Paul, yeah, we can understand Apostle Paul. But Paul says, not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. So, if you're living, you're maintaining those good works, you're continuing the will of God that he has for your life, then yeah, you can have that confidence. But you can be in the specific will, you can be teaching Sunday school class and things like that, but then there's other things in your life, there's sin in your life of some kind or another, people don't see it, but God does. There are other things come in that hinder your work. Your service for him, that needs to be taken care of. And it'll truly show at that judgment seat, it'll show at that judgment seat if I really love his appearing. Knowing of these things being brought up at the judgment seat of Christ, before which every saved person will stand. This then tells us a few things. We must be God's witnesses. Never forget 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 and verse 25. Because the Word of God is so important of that. Constantly affirm, we must have a mind that meditates in these things. Remember, this whole book of Titus comes under this very thing that we just read from 2 Timothy chapter 4. You remember chapter 2 of Titus? How intimate and real is my daily relationship with God? Because he tells us there through chapter 2. We must ask ourselves that. The teaching of chapter 2. It was given for old men, old women, young men, young women, servants, employees, that is, masters, that is, employers, and bosses. I mean, it was given for all of those. So, looking at that, Christian, we are to be full of good works. Fulfill constantly, therefore, that which God would have you to do. And my friend, before God and before man, let your behavior be that which becometh holiness, which is the theme of the book of Titus. Then we can see this in our chapter, verses 1 through 4, and the things that we may have been, you might say, in the past, as well as the things now. And they weren't good. But if we get this thing turned around, be sure, before all men, to maintain these good works, that is behavior that becometh holiness. And we can't allow it to become, as we study this, just something that we studied and that's all. And it doesn't affect our life. Commit yourselves to these things. Commit yourself to it. Commit yourself to it. This is a matter in how each of us who are saved studies to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed. So I've just really laid this out for you if you're saved, but let me just close out here. Christian, where are you in your spiritual life? Have you wandered from it? Is there a reason you quit whatever you were involved in before? What is the direction? How did you get the direction to quit? And what is the direction God has you in now? By following His Word. You followed His Word. You sought His will till you found and said, okay, God, this is what I do. You want me to do it? I'll commit to it until you tell me to stop. Have you done that? If not, maybe you need to go back, make some things right with people, but make things right with God first. And get things right and get back on track serving the Lord. I'm going to pray a prayer. The prayer that I pray right now is only words, but I want to pray this prayer so that if you're listening, you may want to listen to me as I pray it. And then you're speaking those same words. You're amening them to God and saying, Lord, that's what I want for me. And just make that commitment right now. That precious Father, forgive me as a Christian in my failures day by day. And Lord, doing the will, fulfilling those things that you've told us to do in the Word of God, they're good for us, and it's what you want us to do. So Lord, help me to know that specific will and to walk in it every day. Give me, please give me instruction each and every day from your Word about your person, about your will for me, and the service that you want me to do. And I promise you, Lord God, I'll give myself 100% to do it. In Jesus Christ's most holy and precious name, I pray. Amen. Well, if you just prayed that prayer, or similar to it, and you meant it, then let me encourage you to write us, email us, and let us know that you have made this decision. And then get out there and serve the Lord. Begin to serve Him with your all. Well, I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light today. Please ask others to listen too, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.